Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 5th, 2023. It is our monthly individual and group healing call. Welcome everyone, whether you're live or on the recording. Let me welcome those who are here live at the moment. So far, we've got Angela, Bree, Brian, Carmen, Cass, and Jim, and Janet. Welcome one and all. Thanks. Welcome to those of you who are on the recording as well. What we'll do tonight after we get our container set up and call Embodied Awakening is anyone who wishes to get into the hot seat and receive individual healing can do so. Everyone on the call, whether they're live or on the recording, will act as conduits for the energy to serve their highest good. And inevitably, everyone who's on the call, even if they don't get into the hot seat, live or on the recording, will receive tons of healing energy for themselves or allies, have no problem giving everyone on the call healing, even as they're acting as conduits for others. So everybody wins. All right, so that's how it works. And welcome Taylor, who just joined us. Looks like Bree and Taylor both look like fairly new participants. Welcome to you both. And so let's get it rolling. As always, I ask for your undivided attention. Please act as if you're right here in the room with me. Please do only this. The container is super important on a call like this, and your focused attention is what creates that. So you are co-creating the field, even if you're on the recording. So please give us your full attention. This call usually lasts about 90 minutes. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Something comes up where you do have to divert your attention, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, sign out, and then go do what you got to do if that comes up. And of course, since you're a member, you can go to the archive anytime. Hebe, do it again, pick up where you left off, whatever. It's always just as you see on the recording. And of course, you won't be able to be in the hot seat on the recording, but as I said, you'll get tons of healing energy anyway. Alrighty. Please close your eyes and just feel your physical body and your energy body. Just get your awareness of where you're at right now. Okay. So as I call in the directions and the allies and the container, as always, just stay passive. If you feel energy moving, just feel it passively. If you don't feel the energy moving, just rest in passive breath awareness. As always, my yawning is about moving energy and not about fatigue. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wirakochan, Inti, Kwichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good for me. Also for me, maximum Christ consciousness, unconditional love, service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Picador, Apu Mount Williams, Apu Mount Washington, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There's our container. Anyone who wishes to call in additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call them now, whether you're live or on the recording. Just a moment longer for additional allies. Okay. Just take a moment, see how you feel. Compare your state now with when we first checked in. Alrighty. So now I'm going to lead you into embodied awakening. The more in that state all of us are, the better our healing rounds are going to go. So as usual, we're going to call our higher self to merge with our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I invite you to do that now. So please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Relax and receive this energy. You're a sponge, your higher self is water soaking in. Just relax and let it happen. The more passive you stay, the better it works. If you get distracted, just come back to feeling energy. If you can't feel energy, just feel breath come and go. And use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath, and that might be no effort at all. Okay, a lot of us are easing into embodied awakening. We'll just leave a moment for everyone to relax into that state. Again, any ego effort will only push it away. So be completely passive, relax completely. Let your higher self come to you. All you're doing is feeling the energy. Or if that's not happening, feeling your breath come and go on its own. Otherwise, do absolutely nothing. If you're in embodied awakening, the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotions. You'll be peaceful, and all this will be happening with no effort at all. If you're there, just relax and hang out there for a minute. If you're not there, stay passive. And the others who are already in that state, their energy will help you get there. It's kind of like a tractor beam pulling you in. Okay, I think we're good. So it is not necessary to be all the way into embodied awakening to move forward from here. Just the more of us that are there, the better it all works. The more easily and the more quickly. Alrighty. So we are ready. I now have enabled unmuting. It is first come, first serve. You do have to be on the live call. You do have to be able to speak to me and hear me and interact with me live to be in the hot seat. Video is great if you're willing, but at the very least audio. So whoever would like to receive healing first, typically we have time for at least four people, sometimes more. But again, whether you get in the hot seat or not is actually not that important, because you're going to get a ton of healing even if you're not in the hot. So whoever would like to be first, just unmute yourself and we'll proceed. Bree and Taylor, it's I. So one of you is first. You'll both get in, don't worry. So Bree, do you want to go first?
Yes, and I am going to start video too.
Video, yay. Hi. All right, so I think this is your first call of this nature, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so you're just going to, so here's the deal. When you're in the hot seat, you keep it real simple and short. You just tell us, here's the healing I want. And ideally, I mean, maybe say a word or two about the state, but mostly we need to know what's the new reality you want as a result of the healing. And we'll give that to you the best we can. Can't guarantee a particular outcome, but the energy is usually pretty helpful. So Bree, what would you like to be different at the end of this healing round?
Can I ask to usher in more wealth and abundance?
Sure. Just to be clear, that's a law of attraction.
Okay.
However, you can ask for the clearing of all obstacles to wealth and abundance. Okay. Because typically if we're not already there, it's usually because we've got some kind of energetic block to it, you know?
Right.
So okay. Invocations can partner with law of attraction work for sure. So okay. You're asking for the clearing of any energetic obstacles to wealth and abundance flowing to you easily and abundantly. Is that the idea?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So your job is going to be to just stay passive and receive it.
Okay.
So I am going to have you state the healing invocation. And I'm going to customize it for your request. Are you ready, Bree, to repeat after me?
Yes.
Okay, and from here on, just keep your eyes closed and just feel the energy. So state the following, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Allies.
Allies.
Please clear all obstacles within me.
Please clear all obstacles within me.
To wealth and abundance.
To wealth and abundance.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
And at the fastest rate that serves highest good.
And at the fastest rate that serves highest good.
All this to the greatest extent.
All this to the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, now you just relax and stay passive from here on out. Everybody else, you're going to be hollow reeds. So I'm going to lead everybody else live and on the recording in the hollow reed invocation. So I invite everyone now to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Bree's highest good. May the obstacles to her wealth and abundance be dissolved. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, and as rapidly as serves highest good. This or something better. All right, everyone now relax. Bree, you just be super passive. You can already feel the energy, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so everyone else, to be the best hollow reed on this call, now you become completely passive, just relax. And if you have awareness of energy kind of coming in the top of your head and going out the front of your body over to Bree, just relax and feel that. But again, please, everyone else besides Bree, please do not visualize. Do not use effort to send. Please let your higher self do that through you. It will be far more effective than your ego doing it. So please be passive, whether you're live or on the recording, and just relax and let's let this energy flow to Bree. And let's let the allies take care of it. What may happen to Bree or anyone else for that matter is you might, like me right now, your body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry or make sound. Your body might want to move in certain ways. Whatever needs to happen for energy to move, just let that happen. There's absolutely no requirement to be silent and still. And of course, apart from Bree, no one can see you or hear you on this call. So you're not going to make a fool of yourself. So just whatever needs to happen, let it happen. If it spontaneously wants to happen, don't make it happen. Just go with it if it spontaneously wants to go. And that is a super strong, that's just a ton of energy coming in, isn't it, Bree?
It's amazing.
Yeah, just relax. So just receive the blessing passively. The more passive you are, the easier it's going to come in. And of course, the allies are going to make sure you don't get too much. No one in the hot seat ever gets overwhelmed. The allies are really good about modulating the field so that you get just the right amount. Only as much as you can do. Now feel how the energy started to soften a bit. It's like yes. It had to be intense at first to kind of break through, and now they're in, and they're now kind of remodulating the frequencies that are in the way of your abundance. So you just relax. Ultimately, what they do is so far beyond what any of us poor humans can understand, but we can feel it and we can allow it. And even if the ultimate understanding of it is beyond our pay grade, we can at least feel the energy of what's happening. Yeah, see how it's getting more gentle and just sort of soothing now?
Yes.
So just, yeah, let them get that energy transmutation as strong as they can. You're receiving really well, Priya. It feels to me like you're really relaxing into it and just allowing the energy to work its magic. Well done. You're making it easier on you and us by doing that. And now I'm feeling the first energy going out into everyone else. So there, everyone who isn't Bree, you may be noticing energetic shifts coming to you as well. So that's why it's so important for you to stay passive. If you were trying to work it both ways from your ego, you'd get all messed up and confused. But if you're just passive, it's no problem for our allies to flow the energy through you to Bree and keep that going full strength. And at the same time, give you your own transmutation for your own highest good. And each person will be getting a particular healing and frequency that is uniquely customized for their highest good. You don't even have to ask. They just already know. These allies know more about us than we know about ourselves. And they only want to help us. So, Bree, that feels like it's kind of settled down. Are you feeling any more stuff happening, or does it feel pretty calm now?
It's really calm, not as intense as it was when I first started. It's calming down a lot.
Okay. So I'm curious, does it feel like it's settled down into just sort of an equilibrium, or are you still feeling activity in terms of...
I still feel a little bit of activity.
Okay. All right. We'll leave a moment longer for that to wrap up, but I sense they're nearly done. And what they're telling me is they have begun a process. And after we move on to the next person, Bree, if you feel like you've still got stuff happening, feel free to not act as a conduit for anyone else until you feel like your own process is well and truly, you know, done for the time being. Okay.
Okay.
And if you want to continue the work on your own, and this is true for anyone who does this work with us, you can just sit down and say, allies, you know, I got this wonderful work done on this event, and please continue the work now to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And they will totally be able to, from the divine level, pick up where they left off And even without being on the call, you can have that work continue anytime you like.
Okay.
So I'm getting the sense, Bree, that they've done what they can do for the group part. Do you feel any different now?
I feel stabilized. I feel very light and peaceful.
Okay. More so than when we started?
Oh, yeah. When I first hopped on the video, my heart was beating so fast because it's like I was in front of this class, which I am. And then okay. I didn't even realize, like, okay, it's not beating so hard anymore. It happened so quickly. It just slowed.
Good. Okay. So they're assuring me they've got you started. And are you familiar with a law of attraction protocol that you're using to call in what you want? Are you doing something formal like that?
Just from what I read in your book.
Okay. All right. So there actually is a wonderful book I'm going to recommend to you. I'm going to share a screen for a sec and show everybody. It's on my website. I have a resources page on astroshaman.com. Let me move all this out of the way and get over there. Hang on a minute. All right. So let me go to my site. I'm going to close all these other windows. I get a little on the screen here. Okay. So going to the bottom of Astro Shaman, there is resources among those words at the bottom. So site has a lot on it. And books most recommended. That's the first one up. This is it's by Sanaya Roman. It's Creating Money, Attracting Abundance. That is my current favorite law of attraction book. So it's channeled. It's really good. It's actually a couple of people who are channeling it. But that book, Creating Money, Attracting Abundance, is my current favorite law of attraction book if you want to get a more formal guide to the process. There's no, in my experience, there's no one best way to do law of attraction. Some people use a very, you know, aggressive, I call in and demand what I want. Other people are very humble in request. And, you know, some people, you know, do it every day and some people ask for it once and let it go. And there's all kinds of ways that work for different people. So just feel what vibes for your own best approach. My experience is that there's not one ultimate best way for everybody, but just, you know, consider what they have to say in that book. And if it feels right, try it. If not, there's lots of other great law of attraction books out there and more coming out all the time. It's a very popular genre.
Well, thank you. I'm going to definitely look into that.
Yeah. And I've got a little post on my site called Law of Attraction Made Simple that summarizes one way to do it, if you want to check that out too.
Is that under resources too?
No, you would just, actually what I found is it's actually better to search my site through Google than through its own search feature. But if you just go to Google and search for Astro Shaman Law of Attraction Made Simple, it should come right up on a Google search.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks.
And thank you, everybody.
And again, if you need time to continue processing, feel free to do your own thing until you feel like you're ready to come back on and, you know, hold for others, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bree. All right. I believe that who was next who kind of jumped in at the same time? Taylor, right. Taylor, welcome.
Thank you. I'm in a very dark room.
Okay. All right. My brother used to be a photographer. He used the old standard joke. Want to come into a dark room with me and see what develops?
Yes.
Anyhow, terrible joke. But so, Taylor, what healing would you like? And most importantly, what would you like to be different by the time we're done flowing energy to you today?
I would like blocks in my heart to be unblocked at all levels. And then anything they're related to the spine, or I guess I could say the right side of the brain.
Okay, so you're being very technical. I'm just curious, what are the, just in plain English, what are the effects you want to be? In other words, what do you want to have changed in your life just in plain language because of these changes?
I would like to be able to hold all circumstance in the heart. Circumstance, events, people, places, things.
Okay. I'm gonna coax you to be more specific, because you could hold it in there and be a neurotic mess. Okay.
So hold it. How do you want to hold it? Peacefully and warmly, with connection to the clear light emptiness spirit.
Okay, so the phrase I would default to would be with equanimity. Is that in, anywhere in the ballpark? Is that not what you're looking for?
That would be an attribute for sure.
Okay, but not all of it. Okay.
Okay. You could say in your lexicon, divine equanimity.
Okay.
Healthy.
And that phrasing would be acceptable to you. But I feel like I'm trying to put words in your mouth here. What you said peacefully, what other words are really the most apropos here that you really want?
Clear light emptiness is a good one. Comes from the Tibetans.
Clear light emptiness. Okay. Okay. So you want to hold everything in your heart peacefully and with clear light emptiness. Is that correct?
With a connection to the clear light emptiness. I think that should make sense.
Connection to the clear light. Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right. So if we call for that, would that serve our purpose today?
I believe so. Let's see what develops.
All right, cool. And we'll also ask for highest good beyond that. So so also, just before we do that, Jan has typed, I can't get the sound louder. Is there something I should turn on besides the sound because I can barely hear you and we're also having this problem. So Jan, we did a sound check when we started and everyone said it sounded great. So the problem is probably just with your system. So whatever you need to do to boost your volume, I can't transmit any louder than I am. So Jan, you're just going to have to crank your volume up, and if you need to hook up an external speaker or put on headphones, just do whatever you have to do to boost your volume. But I can't, on my end, make it any louder. Okay, so sorry for that little segue there, Taylor. Okay, so Taylor, are you ready to just passively receive this goodness?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have you invoke it first. So please relax and repeat after me, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Maximum healing that serves highest good.
Maximum healing that serves highest good.
Please help me hold in my heart.
Please help me hold in my heart.
All things in my life.
All things in my life.
Peacefully.
Peacefully.
And with connection to clear light emptiness.
And with connection to clear light emptiness.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Did we cover it?
Yes.
All right. So now you go passive and just, oh, it's changing already. Good. Everyone else, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Taylor's highest good. May he be able to hold all experience in his heart, peacefully, and with connection to clear light emptiness, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Okay, it's flowing. Taylor, are you feeling that energy coming in?
Yes.
You just stay super passive, let it come to you. I recommend you just feel it and make that your soul activity, just passively feeling the allies and these beautiful humans helping you. Everyone else, as usual, passive conduit work. Just relax, don't send, don't visualize, just relax. If you're sensitive enough to feel the energy coming through you and flowing out to Taylor, just feel that happening. But really stay passive. Again, no visualizing, no sending from ego. Just let these beautiful allies work it through you. And just enjoy the bliss ride of being a conduit. So we'll all just relax and let it all flow. And now I'm definitely feeling that everyone on this call who is not Taylor is being blessed with their highest good energy as well. So it's a both and now. So I suspect many of you on the call are experiencing that consciously. That's why it's important to stay passive. So if you're passive, the allies can flow through to Taylor at full strength and give you your highest good at the same time. So everyone just relax and let the magic happen. As I said before, this applies equally to those on the recording. Your energy is also flowing to Taylor, magically beyond time and space. And you're getting your own goodies too. If you're new to this work, the initial challenges most people have are being passive enough and patient enough. So just relax and let it move itself. I'm feeling a perceptible shift in your field, Taylor. Are you feeling that right about now?
Yes.
Good. Just let that work. Empathically, I feel like you're doing a really good job of staying open and just allowing things to flow. Is that your experience too?
Yes.
Good. That's the key. Your passivity equals the success of the process. And then I was just saying, what you're striving for is not the work of one healing round. It's a lifetime process, but they will do everything they can here to accelerate it as much as serves your highest good. Also, they want me to share with you that to be able to hold that, what I would call equanimity, is not anything that can be done through the effort of the ego. It is something that arrives naturally as a byproduct of a certain level of awakening. So rather than, you know, you can try, certainly no harm in that, but just know that ultimately it's getting to a certain awakening where that state you're asking for is just part of that level. And to be at that level means to automatically hold that heart awareness. Is the ultimate best way and easiest way to get there in my experience. I'm not claiming I have fully mastered what you just asked for, but I've come a long way toward it in my journey.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope that makes sense. Nice. Do you feel pretty much like energy now, Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
Good. So just relax into that energetic part of you. And now they're starting to infuse that vibration into your human body as much as they can. They're making clear they can only do so much right now. The one thing they'll never do is overload. So they're going to give your human form as much of this higher frequency as they can. And they're reminding me to tell you my favorite joke, which is, what's the biggest room in the world? Room for improvement. So my experience increasingly is, no matter how much I've moved toward a particular state, based on past experience, I may have a more profoundly deep experience of that state than I ever thought possible. And yet, even more magnificent deepenings into that state may still be possible. So I never assume that I've mastered anything. I always assume there is another level beyond the one I'm at that I can't even conceive yet. But when I get there, I realize, oh, wow, now that thing I was striving for, it's even deeper, easier, more magnificent, kind of like that. So I always encourage people to hold open to the possibility that what they're seeking can be even more magnificently achieved as they continue the journey of awakening.
It's good to know things stay fun.
What was the last bit? I'm sorry.
It's good to know things stay fun.
Things stay fine?
Fun.
Fun. Oh, very much so. It's a whole new level of fun. And it certainly never gets boring. So are you feeling pretty stable there, Taylor, with this new energy? Or does it feel like it's still doing a lot of intense work?
I would say it's doing a lot of gentle work.
Okay. Let's give it a moment longer. And it's going to keep percolating after we, you know, move to the next person. So as I said with Bree, you know, once we finish with you, please take as much time as you need to sit and integrate what Scott started here. And like they're saying, this is, you know, one step in an infinite journey. You know, what you're asking for is beautiful. I'm so glad you're desiring that. And just don't ever assume that you've reached as deep as it can go. You know, a level cannot comprehend a level beyond itself, and it can get much more awesome than any of us can currently imagine at the level we're at.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Me either. I'm glad it's set up that way. Okay, they're telling me that this is a possible completion point for your round. Do you feel like you've had enough of the group's attention where you can keep integrating on your own if you want to?
Yes.
All right. Any questions before we move to the next person?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Do you feel noticeably different than when we started?
Yes.
Good. All right. So any loose ends we need to tie with you before we go to the next person?
Sorry?
Any loose ends with you before we go to the next person?
Oh, no loose ends.
Okay. All right, again, take all the time you need to focus on self. Once you feel like you're integrated, you can start holding space for others too, okay?
Thank you.
All right, well done. Okay, thank you very much, Taylor, for having the courage to volunteer. Looks like Spirit Song is next up. Hey, baby, you want to come into the hot seat?
Yeah, and I'm grateful to Bree and Taylor for the things that they've brought forward, because if I understand correctly, in this system, the way you have it set up, whatever is happening to the person in the hot seat, everyone is getting that energy as well. Is that correct?
Not exactly. Okay. Everyone is receiving whatever serves their highest good, which may be very different than what the person in the hot seat is getting.
But if there's resonance, like for instance with Bree, I very much feel the desire to have everything removed that blocks me in any way from abundance. Mm-hmm. So then that would match that vibration, right?
Totally. Yeah. To the extent that serves you too, that energy would certainly come. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, I am going to make a request, but the other thing that I would like to bring to the attention of everyone is this is a full moon.
Mm.
We have a very powerful full moon tonight, and it's in Libra, which is a cardinal energy, very powerful, and with the planet of healing, Benjamin, help me out. What is at the same degree? It's not Vesta. It's one we use all the time. My mind is blanking. The other ruler of the sixth house.
Let me see. The full moon opposes Jupiter and Chiron and squares Pallas Athena.
Oh, Chiron is conjunct the sun. Okay.
Right, yeah.
So Chiron's energy is very, very strongly connected to this. Mm-hmm. And Of course, it's about healing and all kinds of things. But I just wanted everybody to be aware of that, how powerful this energy is tonight. Mm-hmm. And then the request that I have is that all the pain issues that I have in my body, and I would just like to say I'm looking out the door and the full moon is staring me right in the face. It's so beautiful. You can probably see it downstairs. Well, you're not in front of your window, are you?
I'm not quite at the right angle. I'm sorry.
But it's magnificent. It's just, and I feel that power. So I would like to request that all these various pain issues that I have that fall on my energy would be removed to the extent that serves highest good, mm-hmm. and that I would be operating at the highest state of vitality that I possibly can that serves highest good.
All right. We will call that up.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I invite you, Spirit Song, to close your eyes.
Okay.
And state the following. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Beloved divine allies.
Beloved divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum pain relief.
Maximum pain relief.
And maximum healing.
And maximum healing.
Of the causes of that pain.
For the causes of that pain.
Maximum vitality on all levels.
Maximum vitality on all levels.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this that serves.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, you relax. The energy is moving. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me to be a good conduit. Spirit that I am. Beloved divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Spirit Song's highest good. For her maximum relief from pain. And maximum healing of the causes of that pain, and maximum vitality on all levels. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Now let the words go, and you know the drill. Passive, passive, passive. Relax. Let the allies do it through you. Don't visualize. Don't flow through effort. Just relax and let your being be the pipeline for the energy going to Spirit Song. Whoa, that's intense. So Spirit Song, just absolute, complete passivity. Just let it soak in. There you go. Spirit Song, are you aware of any resistance in the field at all? Even if it's just kind of running itself?
Yeah, I think it's running itself.
Right.
Yeah.
So I recommend, please now give that resistance your complete attention for a moment. Merge with that resistance energy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I misunderstood you. I don't feel resistance.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was feeling... Okay.
Is it okay if I have a visual? I'm seeing myself laying on the grass outside like the workers were doing. Is that okay?
You can do as you wish because you have free will. I recommend not actively visualizing. If a vision arrives spontaneously, that's okay. Let it be in the background. But my standard recommendation when receiving energy in this circle is just to be passive, and all you're doing is just feeling the energy. Are you able to feel the energy coming in?
I do.
Good. And again, you do what you feel is best, but my standard recommendation is just be passively feeling. And for most people, anything active beyond that tends to diminish the effect. But if it is your experience of visualizing enhances it, then more power to you.
Thank you.
Just see what works best for you, darling. And if anyone doesn't already know, Spirit Song is my beloved life partner, who is mm-hmm. upstairs and I'm downstairs. Oh, yeah, that's feeling really good now. Feel how I just went to a new frequency?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you're doing, it's working. So whatever you're doing, keep it up. Yeah, good. So it could be the effort I'm feeling in the field is not Spirit Song, but everyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording, please go to absolute passivity right now, please. Just relax. It could be that someone without even meaning to was starting to imagine or visualize or send from ego. Please just relax out of that and just let the allies do it through you. Our experience over the years has been that that is what works best for this particular experience. Oh yeah, it's softening up nicely. Well done. Thanks everybody for doing that. Ooh, I'm feeling some sorrow and grief coming up, and that is being distributed in the field. So whoever's feeling that, you're being given your portion of it to process, and there's nothing to do. Just feel it, let it pass through. The allies have got everything covered here. Everyone's job is simply to be fully passive and let things run themselves. Yeah, I'm feeling everybody getting a lot of sweet energy right now. Whatever their highest good is, they're getting it. So if you're really passive, it can all happen at the same time. You can be the conduit for Spirit Song and receive your own highest good easily all at the same time. If you just let it happen. Doing this does not even cause our divine allies to break a sweat. For them, it's just nothing at all. Just you humans, just please relax and let it happen. Yeah, a lot of heavy energy coming through the field. Just relax. If some of it's coming through you, just let it pass through. Don't do anything with it. Just let the allies handle it through your body. Only those who have the ability to process it will be given any at all, and only the amount that is appropriate. Ooh, you feeling that shift right there, darling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice frequency. Okay, good.
Feeling such sweetness.
Mm-hmm. And I feel you radiating out to us. I hope that's just happening spontaneously and not through your willpower. Yeah, you do that, don't you?
I can't control that. It happens.
No, that's fine if it's happening spontaneously. But
yeah,
Spirit Song is the kind of light being who just can't help but radiate good stuff back when she receives. So y'all are getting something from her. Just let it come too. It's all part of the mix.
Mm-hmm. Our sweet little cosmic soup here.
Very much so. Yeah, it's a fascinating field. It's very smooth and yet it's very intense at the same time. It's like there's a subtle electricity crackling through the whole thing, and yet it's simultaneously very harmonious. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a lively ease. That's the best I can do with words. Yeah, that vitality is definitely coming in for you, baby.
Yeah, I feel it.
All right. And I'll just editorialize, Spirit Song rarely comes onto these calls. She is like one of the last people who would ever ask for anything for herself. So the fact that she's actually stepped up and asked for healing, I'm just so delighted she's doing that. So thank you, darling, for stepping up and being willing to receive this help. It is our.
I'm learning how to receive as well as to give.
Good. It's important to balance that.
Yeah.
Woo, here comes another flush of energy. Not just for Spirit Song, but for everyone else too. So everyone just relax and let the allies bless you as you act as a conduit for Spirit Song. Okay, once again, I'm requesting everyone in the field to be sure you're 100% passive, truly just letting go, letting the energy flow itself. There we go. Thank you. Yeah, that's what happens when we all let go. That's so nice. Mm-hmm. As I said, it's a complete co-creation. Every one of us who's on this call live or on the recording is profoundly affecting the field. And it is our passivity that works the magic. Now, Spirit Song, I'm feeling this. It's like you've been super expanded into energy. They're slowly concentrating the energy into your physical body now. And they're working really slow and gradual. So we'll give them all the time they need to integrate that into your physical form.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. To what degree does that feel integrated into your physical body now, Spirit Song?
I was just about to say, if you feel it, I'm feeling a completion. I would like for someone else to be able to receive as well.
Good. Okay, so you, like everyone else, take as much time as you need to let this continually integrate. If you need to press the call just to kind of percolate without sending to others, that's fine. Please don't send to others until you feel like your own process has done what it needs to do. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, darling. So thanks for receiving and broadcasting all at the same time. Yes. Well done.
Thank you so much, everyone, for your beautiful love and healing energy. Mm-hmm. I feel it.
All right. Thanks, darling. Okay. It looks like Brian has unmuted. Brian, do you want to come into the circle next and receive some healing?
Yes, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
All right. And in a nutshell, what can we do for you?
Primarily healing from pain and inflammation, discomfort from a ruptured tendon in my right arm.
Okay. Right arm. I'm just making a note here. Ruptured tendon. All righty. You ready?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Hang on. So, Brian, I invite you to repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Beloved divine allies.
Beloved divine allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Please heal the pain and inflammation.
Please heal the pain and inflammation.
And all other disharmony.
And all other disharmony.
In my right arm.
My right arm.
And I specifically request healing.
And I specifically request healing.
Of the injured tendon.
Of the injured tendon.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Did we cover it?
Yes.
All right, you go passive. You know what to do. Everyone else, please repeat after me now if you wish. Spirit that I am.
I am.
Beloved divine allies.
Allies.
And I got someone else unmuted. Let me try to see if I can mute her down. Hang on a second. Huh. Oh, there must be someone with Brian. It must be Bevy. Okay, no problem, Bevy. You go right ahead. Let's start again. I got distracted by that. Sorry. So we'll start again. Spirit that I am.
I am.
Beloved divine allies. Please flow the energy through me for Brian's highest good. We ask for the complete healing of his right arm. May the pain and inflammation be eliminated. May the tendon be fully healed. May the right arm be restored to optimal health. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All righty, everyone relax and be passive. Let the allies work their healing magic. And already they're working, everyone, including Brian. So everyone just relax and let the usual simultaneous, you're the conduit and receiving your highest good all at the same time. And again, no need for anyone but Brian to specify what their highest good is or what they need. Your allies know better than you do what your highest need is right now, and they are taking care of that for you. Everyone relax and just let it flow. Again, if your body needs to move or something wants to happen through your body to help with anything, just let it happen. Don't make anything happen from ego, but allow it to happen if it wants to spontaneously. Brian, are you feeling that energy work in your right arm?
Yeah, I really feel energy around my whole body.
Good. It often happens we call for healing in one area, but in fact, a whole lot of areas need to have healing energy go in to support the particular part you've asked for help with.
But after you mentioned that, it is now a little more evident on my right side.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it feels vastly different on the right side now.
Good. Yeah, I just felt a pretty profound energy shift. Did you feel that too?
Did, yeah.
Good. Just go with it. I mean, the sense of a lot of other people are feeling it too. We're all getting blessed by it. And if there's anyone on the call who is hearing me describe all this stuff and saying, I don't feel it, just keep it on. I was utterly insensitive when I started my spiritual path. It took me a long time to develop sensitivity. So just trust that if I'm describing something and you're not feeling it, it's possible it is actually happening to you, but you just aren't quite sensitive enough to perceive it at your human level yet. So just all I can say is keep going, keep your healing and awakening journey underway, and your sensitivity will develop over time.
It literally feels like energetic surgery.
Yep. They all do that sometimes. Yeah, I am sensing that divine surgical team working on that joint.
Especially now my shoulder, I feel it more. That's where a lot of the pain is really stemming from now.
Okay, good. Just go with it. Let them do what they see fit to do. Yeah. Feels to me like they're at pretty high intensity. Is that your experience too, Brian?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, so they're putting a lot of voltage through there. So just relax, let them do it.
Okay.
Now really relax, and they need to take you to a higher level of awakening in order to receive the healing. You have to actually wake up more to receive what they've got for you. So Brian, just to let yourself, there you go. Just let them expand you. Good. Just totally let go and let them take you to this new level. Good. Well done. Now just rest in that, unless they want to expand you some more, but at this level, they can heal you more easily. So just relax and stay passive. Feeling some emotional pain in there that's tied into it somehow. So Brian, if you feel any emotional stuff clearing, just be present with it. Let it clear in its own way. Focus on the feeling. Don't worry about the details. Others are processing on Brian's behalf. So anyone else who feels that emotional stuff clearing, just be present with the feeling. Let the allies do everything. Just passively feel the process. A new frequency is coming in. Beautiful. Don't know quite how to describe this new frequency. It's a little more intense. It feels almost like it's squeezing. But it's doing that for a good cause. Just relax into whatever your experience is right now. Yeah, there was that squeeze for a little while to kind of get something going, and now it's draining. So I'm now feeling energy flushing out the hands and feet, but slowly. It's kind of old and thick. So just if anyone's feeling that, just let it slowly clear out. And stay passive. Don't push. Let it run at its own rate. And the keys to this work is being passive and patient. Brian, does your whole light body feel like really different now than a moment ago?
Just completely different.
Good. Yeah, they're doing their thing. Just stay with it. You're doing a beautiful job letting the states change. That's important. And a similar altered state experience is available to everyone on this call if you just stay passive enough and let them give you your own particular highest good experience. And again, it will not interfere with your ability to flow through to Brian. Just stay passive and it all runs at the same time. And as an encouragement, the allies want me to make a little meta commentary here. My ability to do this is not because I did any kind of training or practicing. I have gotten to a level of consciousness where the ability to do this is just there. It is a byproduct of getting to a certain level of awareness. And thus, anyone who gets to this level could do the same thing. So, just a little commentary in case that's helpful to anyone. In most cases, the abilities and states we strive for and struggle to get through ego effort are just natural byproducts of a certain level of awakening. Just get to that level, you got it. That's kind of warm and fuzzy, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it really is.
Lovely. I think they're working a whole lot more than your right arm here. They're taking that, this or something better to heart here. And they're saying this will be the last individual healing round, but they're now expanding it. So they are very actively and consciously working every single person on the call now. So in a sense, everyone is in the hot seat now. Again, there is no need for any of you to make a particular request of the allies. You can if you want. But they already know what you need. You know, as a perspective, when I go and drink ayahuasca, I often have my very best, most awesome ceremonies when I make no request at all. I just say, hey, you know what I need, mama? Just give it to me. Highest can be done. And amazing things happen that I could never have even thought to ask for. So I'm a big fan of just asking for highest good and letting it rip. Nothing wrong with making a particular request, but once you make the request and let go, then you just trust the allies to give you what you need, whether it's what you thought you needed or not. So everybody just relax into, if you weren't already at full passivity, drop into it now. And just be, I mean, it's like we're all, you know, I would even go beyond cosmic soup, like Spirit Zong said it. Now it feels like cosmic puree. No chunks. It's all just so smooth and blended. So just relax into this beautiful field. Brian is still getting all the healing he needs. We're all getting all the healing we need. So just let's just relax and all enjoy this. For some, it'll be a strong healing experience. For others, it'll just be floating in bliss. Some might have both those things happening at the same time. Who knows? Just relax into whatever you're experiencing and know it's perfect. And we'll just kind of soak here for a few minutes. And of course, Brian will still be getting his full healing flow. Anyone who feels themselves wanting to become larger energetically, please allow that. Part of you might find that just a little bit scary because they haven't been there before, but the nature of awakening is that you haven't been there before. So if any of you feel like you're wanting to expand a little further, just please relax and allow that expansion. The allies won't force it on you. They'll only give it to you if your passivity demonstrates your readiness. Because bottom line, your ego cannot do it for itself, but it can receive it as a gift from these beautiful divine allies. I'm beginning to feel the energy concentrating a little bit. We had been just super expanded, so now you may be noticing a little more awareness of the physical body and that energy awareness, or rather the awareness of the body gradually increasing. And you can also remain aware of that beautiful energy part of you, but they're concentrating as much of it as they can into the physical body. And this is happening to everybody. Brian, how's that arm feeling now?
It feels tremendously better.
Good. Good job receiving. So I invite everyone to stay relaxed and passive as this energy just integrates into your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. That feels pretty solid. So everyone, please feel your body. If you can remember back to when we started, I had you check in and feel the state of your physical and energetic body at that point. Just notice any difference that you feel. And know that if it's different and you think it's better, you can ask the allies to stabilize this as your new normal, the new baseline from which you operate, until of course it gets even better. But it wouldn't hurt if you wish to ask the allies, hey, please stabilize this as my new normal to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better, if you like the way you're feeling. Yeah, that feels pretty stable. All right, I'm going to call the directions and close it up, and then we'll open it up for feedback and questions. Well done, everyone. Really great job. Oh, they're saying this is a best of event. I'll put it on that page. All right. Pachamama Mama Kia. We're a Kochan Kwichi. That was Yinti Kwichi. Thank you, allies, so much. Whoa, it feels so good. Allies, thank you for your awesome healing and awakening energies for everyone tonight. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person to the greatest extent that serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Alrighty, that formally closes the container. If you need to boogie off and do something else, that's fine. If you want to hang around for Q&A, we are now open for any questions and comments. Those on the live call can either unmute and speak, or you can type in the chat, whatever you feel like doing. The floor is open. Spirit Song, hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say how beautiful this was, and to each person here, the beauty of the light and energy that I felt. And Brian, I know you so well. I just felt such heavenly, precious energy when you entered into this, and it just expanded. And Bree and Taylor, both of you, I felt the same thing. And so I honor you and thank you all for that, and how it blesses all of us. Thank you so much. Mm. Such an honor to be on the journey with you tonight. Mm. Mm.
Thank you, beloved. Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow, some nice energy came in with those words. Anybody else have a question or comment?
Okay, I can't type fast enough.
Go ahead, Bree.
Okay, so what I was trying to type out was, wow, just wow, my favorite live call yet. I felt connected to each and everyone on the call, and it was awesome because even the people in the hot seat, I felt my heart open with Taylor. I felt just the gentleness of Spirit Song and just her spirit. And for Brian, I felt tingling in my right arm. It's just like I connected to everyone, and it was the most amazing experience. And I just thank you, and I thank everyone, because this is amazing, and I love you all.
Thank you, Bree. Part of the reason it's amazing is because you were here, bringing your beautiful energy too. So thank you for helping to light up.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you had such a good conscious experience. Angela just typed, I had a lot of sensations going on this round. I could tell I was releasing energy. Is it normal to feel your whole body pulsating? I also had tingling and a lot of burping. Yes, yes, yes. I do all that stuff all the time. So what's normal on these calls is whatever happens. Shamanism has its own rules, and everything you talked about, pulsating and tingling and burping, that's all par for the course for shamanic work, Angela. So sounds to me like you're having a great, strong experience. Well done. Anyone else have it? Oh, Brian, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. I just really wholeheartedly want to thank every single person on this call. Just from your presence and processing this energy. And I know Bree had mentioned that she felt the tingling in her right arm. And I know each and every one of you, I mean, Angela, Bree, and Carmen, Claudia, Eric, James, Shan, Janet, Patricia, Pete, Spirit Song, Taylor, I thank you all so, so much, and all our divine allies. It's just, I feel completely different, not only from my arm, but as you can tell, you know, throughout my being. And I feel so light.
Mm, beautiful.
Been challenging lately, you know, physically, with the arm. And it just, it feels so good. And it literally felt like energetic surgery was happening. It's really miraculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you, Spirit Song, and to everybody, with much love, and for all of us, you know, being in this together. You know, I am you and you are me. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brian. Well, and we are all together. And let me catch up with the chat here. Some nice stuff is coming in. Taylor typed, I felt a river of warm energy with Spirit Song's words. Much appreciation. Thank you. Angela typed, amazing session. Claudia says, I came in on the tail end of it. I was a bit upset because I live in Thailand, and the time converter gave me the wrong time. Well, now you know the right time. It'll be at 8 o'clock, you know, whatever time it was tonight. However, I felt something and my back pain is virtually gone, but a little sting. Thank you so much. And even though it was at the end, I still felt it. Thank you all for including me. I am new to this and ready to learn. This almost feels like family. Sweet, Claudia. I'm glad you had such a strong experience, even jumping in on the tail end. Of course, this is going to be in the archive. And if you want to just do it from the archive, I think you'll have a very potent experience there too. And plenty of live calls coming, of course. Carmen says, I just love being a part of this group. Thank you, everyone. Patricia says, awesome session. Love to all. Wow. And Angela says, can't wait for the next one. Bree says, Alexa, play We Are Family. Great song. Wow. I'm glad y'all are getting it. Yeah. It sounds like y'all are having a conscious experience of kind of what I feel here. So it's nice to have people who are having the experience. Anyone else have a question or comment? And the energy gets really sweet while we wait. The elders say, here's a little bonus vibe for you right here. Ooh. Yeah, thank you. Spirit Song. Hi.
Hey, I don't want to monopolize here, but I'm just feeling so much love for everyone. And I just want you to know that. It's just pouring out of me everywhere. And I know that's you. I am you and you are me. And I thank you for that. What a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Mm. Thank you, darling. Thanks for helping co-create it. And Bree typed, love you, Spirit Song. Anybody else before we close? Patricia typed a nice juicy heart. All right, this will be in the archive tomorrow on Thursday, and it'll be on the Best Of page as well. So thanks everyone for helping make this such an awesome event. Spirit Song just typed, thank you all. And so grateful to each and every one of you that showed up, whether you were live or on the recording, we all made it happen together. And I'm also excited to see several new people who are recent joiners of Awakening Plus being on the call with us. Your energy just makes it even more awesome. You are so welcome here. Thanks, everybody. And tomorrow night on April 6th, we're going to do our monthly mini astrology readings call. It's not recorded, so it'll stay confidential. So you jump in, I do a quick little reading for you. We can usually squeeze in, you know, maybe 5-6 people in that 90-minute call. So show up here tomorrow night live if you're hearing this in time. And if not, you can catch it next month. Thanks, everyone. Big blessings and good night.